Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, you're listening. No, I'm going to do that again. I don't know why I went in so far, sorry. What the fuck is going on with this? Right.
Straight you're into right it.
Now. Well, straight in. This is seamless.
Brother George, this is Mummy Pig, and this is Daddy Pig. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
You're listening to the Peppa Pig podcast, where each week I interview one of the stars from Peppa Pig. And this week, I'm interviewing a legend. It is Pig number 3 from episode 4. It is Chris Barnes. How are you?
Hello.
So, obviously, a lot of memories from being Pig number 4 from Peppa Pig.
Well, I was only in the recording studio for half an hour. Easy money.
I mean, and notoriously, your character became a mass murderer in later series. How did that feel, like, being in such a lovely children's cartoon and then, like, killing people?
They told me the tone of the episode, and I thought, this is not going to go well with the under-3s. But they said, no, we want to keep them watching as long as possible.
Wow. I mean, sometimes you've just got to go the way that you think the river's flowing. Hold on. This isn't the Peppa Pig podcast. It's Small Screen Noughties.
Let's go.
I was going to say, when they brought on the writer from Succession, I thought it was a bad idea to write Peppa Pig.
Well, this was it. Daddy Pig, you've...
We can't have that in, because I think they'll know what I was referenced to.
Do you think you know... Have you seen it? Do you watch Succession?
No, but I've heard what's happened. Well, I saw a video that said, big spoilers, and I thought, I know exactly what's happened. Yeah, I'm not putting a spoiler alert for Succession in the front of the episode.
Like, you can't at all not put one for Succession if you had put one for Catterick.
Someone might want to enjoy Catterick.
I might enjoy Succession more. It's been like hailed as the greatest TV programme of all time.
How's your week been?
Really good, Matt. Really good. I went to the Broadstairs Food Festival. Now, oi. Have you ever been?
No. Can you get Pussy your arm boy? Can you get your arm off your head? Because it's making it's making it rustle.
Is it making it rustle? Sorry. Yeah. There wasn't no Russell Burgers there. Or Rustler Burgers. I bought something I never had before.
What's that?
Do you like licorice?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you like mint?
Yes.
Do you like school chalks?
Are these things related?
Well, licorice, mint, made to look like school chalks, and they taste amazing. I'm already thinking about ordering another bag.
Are you just doing this to confuse children with a chalkboard and going, oh, look, I'm just going to write with this and then just eat it? Like, oh, he's just eating the chalk.
I think they'd be more confused that there was still a chalkboard in a school in this decade.
Well, no, they've got video screens now, haven't they? Touch screen.
They've got it all. It's all the future, mate.
They've all got tablets.
They've got it all. And that's just the ones on drugs.
My little niece, over the weekend, I was drawing pictures of Hey Dougie, as you do. And I said, oh, what is the octopus one called? And she said, I'm not sure, Uncle Chris. Shall we Google it? No, that's not... You shouldn't know what Google is when you're four.
That's amazing. I like the idea of you drawing Hey Dougie and her not wanting Hey Dougie at all.
She did want Hey Dougie.
Yeah, I don't want Hey Dougie. I want the characters from Succession. Oh, what have you been up to, other than drawing Hey Dougie?
I went to see the Super Mario film.
Yeah, what's your feedback?
I thought there would be more adult jokes in it for the 40-year-old people that used to play the games. But no, it's more of a kid's film. At least it is really well made. What's your thoughts on it?
I've not seen it yet. I'm going Friday.
Oh, but... I thought you... Oh,
I've seen the one from 1993.
I watched that recently. It's not
as
bad.
Is it as good?
Right, my only problem with it is not really a spoiler. Bowser.
From the Super Mario Brothers film from 1993.
You've
understood the concept of spoilers.
No, the new one. Bowser by Jack Black. Bowser is basically just Jack Black most of the time.
But that's what you want, isn't it?
No, you don't. You want Bowser to be Bowser.
Who's Bowser then?
He's the King of the Koopas.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I'm just thinking, who would you want as Bowser?
Someone threatening. Brian Cox. Off of Succession.
You would like him doing his Succession stick as Bowser.
Yes.
How would that go?
I thought I'd be able to cut that bit out at the beginning, but now we've mentioned it so much, I can't.
You're going to have to edit over it. There is no way. We will be lynched if someone listens to that. But anyone listening to this is not watching Succession.
Also, I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Have I seen Succession? Yeah, watch it week by week. It's brilliant.
Most of the writers from Veep, most of the writers are English. It's like Jesse Armstrong and people that wrote on The Thick of It. Anyway.
That's great. Brilliant.
Review that instead to this crap that we watched.
Well, we're not reviewing that. I need a holiday. Where should I go?
Ibiza.
Really did not take that line, did you? Now, what should I go? Ibiza. Right, fuck it. Here we go. It's Ibiza 7.
No, it's Miami 7.
I knew it was Miami 7. You led me down the garden path there and sailed me off in a little ship.
It's 1 foot in the Algarve.
It's 1 foot in the Algarve. It's Miami 7. Before we start this episode properly, we know that Paul has passed away recently. He was a really lovely man. I worked with him a few times at Butlin's when he was part of S Club 3, or S Club Parties was called. He was just a really lovely guy, and we're not having any pops at him whatsoever because he was a bloody wonderful human being. So God bless you, Paul.
Did you say you had some stories about him?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I sat with him one night after they'd finished their gig, and the tradition used to be to sit in the Shoreline Hotel when we worked in Bognor and have a few beers afterwards and stay up to like 3-4 in the morning. And whoever was on, we used to sit quite a bit with Chico, Daniel Johnson, who now does the adverts for Weirdly Postcode Lottery, but one of the best singers ever, I think, if you check out Daniel Johnson. But yeah, he sat with us one night and we just sat there talking about metal and his favourite bands, and he just really loved metal music. He was playing in another band where he was the front man for, but yeah, he was just full of life, and he just really would just have a conversation with you and just would talk to people, and everyone was just the same. And Bradley as well, they were both sat there, we had a conversation about his Bulldogs. It was, yeah, great stuff. And we're not there to have a popper, man. It's sadly be missed.
No, we're going to pop at the television show.
We're popping at the television show because people, the best way to overcome anything is laughter. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yes. Is that a pop at me?
I don't know. I don't know. How's that a pop at you? That's the way to come over anything is laughter.
Anyway, this starred Hannah, Rachel, Tina, John, Paul, Joe and Bradley.
I love the way you've written that down and you're looking at a bit. Why did you just say it starred S Club 7?
Because their names come up at the beginning of what their names are.
Oh, I see. And also, when the names come up at the beginning, it was very kind of 1950s writing. Like, oh, look who's here.
In this S-Club show.
This show, which we're going to delve deep into it. What else you got?
It was written by Kim Fuller, who also wrote the Spice Girls movie, which makes a lot of sense.
It makes a hell of a lot of sense. Do they have just one pop go-to person?
Oh, I think the management team who used to run the Spice Girls started running S Club 7. That's why they're run by both.
Kim Fuller, is that anything to do with Simon Fuller, who I believe used to be the manager of the Spice Girls?
Yes, probably. It's probably his brother. That
makes perfect sense.
I've got a job for you. Do you want to do this?
Come on. It's like, well, that'd take forever. I reckon you could bang out a series in an afternoon.
See, Mario is made for kids with love and affection. This wasn't. This was just plopped out.
How dare you?
It's a cash grab. You can see the money of... Ooh.
How dare you? The opening scene of them singing their hearts out in a church hall whilst an old couple clean up around them and do a little dance to a song that weirdly sounds like it's from the 50s, but at the same time, really doesn't. And then a weird comment about Bill Haley and the Comets and how she got with one once.
Oh, that was bad, man.
Superb. What'd you call that dance?
Oh, I think I've done me back in.
Where'd you learn to dance like that?
The Odeon Ballroom in Harrogate, 1956.
Bill Haley was on tour with the Comets. I snogged one of the Comets.
You never told me you snogged a Comet.
You never asked.
And what was it like then?
Hot. But I'm going to have to wait 120 years to snog him again.
It's a clever, clever line.
Yeah, it's one of the only jokes in there that actually work as a joke.
Did you not like this?
I didn't think it was good enough. Magic lies like, they couldn't give a broken wind about us. What does that mean?
I don't know. One of my favourite things on this as well, of Tina, who is clearly a lot older than the rest of the group at this point, saying like the choreographies and trying to be the kind of the bossy one. And then Paul saying, oh, no wonder I was thrown off. I'm hungry.
Yeah, he's the angry one.
But he's not big enough for that joke to work.
No.
It's not funny. And this annoyed me with Run Fat Boy Run. Don't you be taking fat people's humour. That really pissed me off with Run Fat Boy Run, because he wasn't fat. He was more than capable of running a marathon.
I think
Johnny Vegas should have been the lead in that.
Oh, that would make more sense. Johnny Vegas is in it, isn't he? No, he's not.
Dylan Moran.
Rachel Stevens is playing Posh Spice.
Yeah.
Where she only cares about her appearance and nothing else.
Tina's playing Old Spice.
Stop picking on Tina.
Oh,
I bet she's not much older than Joe.
I bet she is.
Are we going to play...
I bet she was about 38 when she did this.
We're going to play S Club Bingo.
I think there is 4 or 5 years between them.
S Club Joe. Right, Joe. No, that's John. Joe is 43 at the moment.
Cool.
And Tina is...
Yeah.
46.
Yeah, but...
Is that the right one? Have I got confused? Oh, hang on a minute. I got confused. I was thinking of Hannah.
Hannah's definitely like a lot younger than all of them.
Right. How old, Hannah? This is gold.
This is what they want. This is what they want.
She's 42, so she's younger than Joe and the other one.
Yeah.
Tina.
So there's 4 years.
Yes. What was the point? I can't remember.
She's in her like mid-20s, the rest of her life. So she's bossing them around, and they're upset because they're not getting any bookings because their agent's rubbish. And we've all been through this with terrible agents. And they're hanging out at a internet cafe, because noughties, where else would you go other than an internet cafe? It's something that doesn't exist anymore, does it really?
No, because everything's got just Wi-Fi. You don't need it to go on the internet.
Would you go to an internet cafe? Go and surf the web?
I've never been to an internet cafe.
I think I went to one once to print some stuff out. I surfed the web down to the internet cafe and printed some stuff. I think it was lyrics for a show. There we go. Fun fact for you all.
One of the lines is...
Still, it could be worse.
How?
We could all be stuck in a lift at the top of a burning skyscraper.
What? And then that's how the scene ends. It could be worse. We could be stuck in the lift of a burning skyscraper. Is that meant to be that they're about to cut to them in a burning skyscraper, but there was no budget?
No, really wasn't a budget. Sad news, John goes for a job at carpet factory.
He's getting a proper job. And also, they said, you look a little bit like Tony Blair. That's a good reference, isn't it?
That's a great reference. All the kids watching it be like, oh, yeah, he does look a bit like Tony Blair. Weird that there's a lot of bombing and then Tony Blair gets mentioned.
I don't like John.
Why don't you like John? Go on,
He's so moody. He's like, oh, we can't just sit around trying to get famous, can we? I've got to go and get a proper job at a carpet shop.
Chris, have you ever been in a 7-piece pop outfit? It's hard work, man. Like, sometimes you have to go off and you have to graft to make the dreams happen.
Yeah, welcome in the Spice World movie. They're world famous riding around in a big bus. And in this, they're down in their lot, pop people, doing a gig in a town hall.
Because it's a different show.
It's not a different show. It's the same show. It's the same thing.
You can't compare S Club 7 to the Spice Girls.
I was waiting for one of the members to come in that never got added to the group, being pregnant, because she's not allowed in because she's going to have a baby, because we can't have that in our group.
What, they were going to be called S Club 8?
Yeah, why 7?
I don't know.
I like S Club Juniors. Just remove that by just saying, right, we'll just be called Juniors. We won't be called S Club 7 Juniors.
Did they become S Club 8?
Yeah, that was when one of them had a baby and then the baby joined.
Yeah, I mean, they just got a dog.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So they go, they're fed up with life. So who'd you go and see when you're fed up?
Well, what you do is...
You have a go at your agent.
Well, no, you walk down the road and you do a Reservoir Dogs reference, which, yeah, the kids in the 2000s will get that joke, won't they?
They sure will. I reckon there was lots of laughs to be had. And then Paul slipped over.
You've missed out the best line since Shakespeare that Rachel said.
What do you want to do that for?
Because anything's better than just sitting around waiting to be famous.
He's right, you know. Maybe fame is just poo in the sky.
You mean pie in the sky, babe?
I know what I mean.
That's a good line.
It's not a good line. This is basically what happens when you get
accident emergency.
Now, this is what happens when you get an AI to do a plot for you. It just comes out with any old shit dialogue that comes out of their mouth.
You did cut out and come back again, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You haven't because if that had happened, then you'd have the longest conversation about AI I think anyone has ever had in the history of time.
I was being professional and just going straight off from where the Zoom finished. You're
professional in the history of this or your career.
I am. I do loads of prep, but then it all goes wrong. It's not my fault every time. Anyway,
it is.
So they go and see their agent, and for some reason there is a magician there before they come in talking about wabbits.
I found this really good.
That's your level of comedy, isn't it?
What a rabbit that turned into a guinea pig.
No, I'm just going, I've got the wabbit that I put in there, and then I come out with the guinea pig. Whoa, why is he talking like this for? Like he's Amifat.
I found it funny. We had a giggle, didn't we?
And for the finale, Mr. Parsons, I give the wabbit the magic wand, right? He holds it in his teeth. And this is the best bit. He waves the wand, and he turns into a guinea pig.
I think sometimes, Chris, sometimes you want more out of this than you know you're going to get. Have you not ever been into an entertainment agency before and, like, it's just filled with magicians and people spinning plates? Because that's what they do. They just hang around and wait for a gig to happen.
No, they don't. You're just thinking of the holding pen in Britain's Got Talent. That's not what happens in an agency.
I'm not, and I really want to put up a picture of him as well. My old agent, Kim Holmes,
yes,
friend of the show, looked exactly like this guy.
You sure it wasn't him?
It wasn't far off. A man who once said, "Oh, the problem is, you can do the gig, it's good money, but they don't like laughing." Or one of my personal favourites, I was like, "I don't know why I sent you." They didn't want a Robbie Williams tribute.
What did they want?
I don't know, but he was right. They fucking did not want a Robbie Williams tribute.
Yeah. It's the S Club open up.
They came in and they blew up the building.
They did.
Because they yelled at him. So all these buildings started falling over. And then he came out saying, "Could you cancel me 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
It was just a bit of a weird one because it looked like that there was meant to be effects there and there wasn't.
And then they move to that and then they go to the worst hotel in Miami where there's obviously English actors doing American accents.
Yeah.
I don't know how I can just tell that they're not American.
That's the thing, isn't it? It was quite obvious, like, they'd gone round and tried to get, like, the best cast they could for the least amount of money possible.
I bet it wasn't even filmed in Miami. I bet it was filmed in England.
It was a weird one because, like, these CBBC things are just like, I don't know. It just didn't feel like it was filmed anywhere, really. You know what I mean? It was like, where is this? It's in between the gutter and the stars.
Adam has just left. It's one of them episodes. We had technical problems before we started and now Adam has just disappeared off of...
Right, I'm back. Sorry, I tried to wipe a mark off the top of the screen and then it just cut me out. It's going well. You're on mute, Chris.
It's going to be one of them episodes, isn't it?
I don't think it's been bad at all.
So...
Right, so where were we? So it seemed like the cast weren't in England, the cast weren't in America. It was like they were nowhere.
In purgatory.
In purgatory. And after a heated debate with S Club 7, the agent decides he needs to get them out of the country. Now, what do you do if you have a client you don't like? Most people take them off their books, but not this guy. He's smart. Yep, he's clever.
But you know
he's
why, like, don't you?
Why?
Because this is the plot of Mr. Bean the movie.
It is the plot of Mr. Bean the movie.
Where they go, "Oh, we can't fire Mr. Bean, but we send him on a 2-month sabbatical to America to sell a priceless painting. What possibly could go wrong?" Oh my God, what's going on here? I got these pop stars coming over to stay in my hotel.
I'm going to go down a roller skating rink.
Oh, we've missed out a bit. No, we've missed out a bit. Is there a bit when they're in the play park and they keep having the same dream as each other?
I thought you said the play park. Yeah, so they keep having the same thing where crocodiles are appearing.
Yeah, they're having visions. All seven of them having the same vision at the same time. I don't know how that happens. It's like Inception.
Well, never the same crocodile, though. It's almost like that crocodile isn't in focus or in the same shot.
Or in the same film.
Or in the same film.
What they've done is they've got baby crocodiles like they did in Thunderbirds, and they've just gone in really close and look like dragons.
That's exactly what they did in Thunderbirds.
They did do that in Thunderbirds. If you see
they
them,
did. I don't doubt it.
So John gets his job.
And John realises quite quick the workplace isn't the funorama he thought it would be.
It is the funorama that he thought it would be, because his boss is basically Colin Hunt from The Fast Show, who keeps going up, walking up to him and going, whack, whack, oops.
Hi, you must be John. Yeah. Though you don't have to be if you don't want to. Whack, whack, oops. So, this is your desk. There's your phone. Anything else you want, don't ask for it, because you won't get it. Wah, wah, oops. There's our secretary over there, Dorothy. Wave to her, then. She's mad. And there's Chris, our under-manager. He's mad. And there's Diane, who's always in the loo. She's mad. And there's me, of course, and I'm completely sane. Only joking. Wah, wah, oops. So you okay then?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, over there, she's mad, and so am I. And then John wants to leave all this madness. He wants to go to Miami.
It was weird, wasn't it? And get selling. I thought, why are they going to have an induction or anything? Here's a book of carpet samples. Off you go, son.
Well, this is how it works in television, isn't it? You don't get all the boring induction. you just go straight for the selling of the carpet.
They do that. That's what they call it, the selling of the carpet, I think.
Oh, Paul's lost his passport, and for some reason they said, have you checked your bum? And he goes, yes, it's in my back pocket.
Bradley forgot to tell his parents he was leaving.
Bradley's not in this, is he, really? He's
the best one.
He's always away from them all the time. He wants to play computer games. He doesn't even know where he's going, really.
I watched this and thought, this character is basically the character from the episode of Only Fools and Horses who logs him in the supermarket overnight.
Yes.
The infamous Shattered Dough. To the point of watching it go like, even to the way some of the lines are delivered.
I also watched a bit of LA7, which has, oh, we're going to get fame and foundation, and who's stealing Los Angeles? Oh, it must be aliens. So we've got a lot of gold there that we could have used if we'd watched
LA7.
There's
a lot of gold. Also, the film, Seeing Double.
I thought you made that up.
No, I wouldn't have made up such a thing.
Right, I've never watched it. I've only heard of its existence when you've just said it now. Do they go to somewhere and there are people that look like them that are also in a band, and then comedy happens?
What do you think the people who look like them do? What do you think would happen in that scenario? Go on, you're halfway there. Come on.
They end up being their rivals. They become more famous than S Club 7.
What be the worst thing for a rival to do?
To frame them for murder.
Yes! You worked out the plot! Yes!
Well, that's the plot of Muppets Most Wanted.
That's the plot of everything where someone looks like someone.
Is that the plot then? I didn't even know it existed. I didn't even know anything about it until he mentioned it earlier. Just with what was the title?
S Club 7, Seeing Double.
Seeing the double bit, I thought at least they've got to have doubles in it.
I think it had a theatrical release.
The 2003 film directed by Nigel Digg, starring Joe O'Meara, Hannah Spearitt, and Bradley McIntosh.
Ah, it must be available somewhere.
I don't think it is. I honestly think they re-released all these S Club things onto DVD like recently, and I'm talking a few months ago.
Is that what made you think of this episode?
Well, this is, and it's a work of art. Oh, we got two on IMDb. Also, 2003 it was released. Isn't that a bit late? And it's not S Club 7, because I think at that point, what's his name had left the band?
John. Paul.
Paul had left.
And there's only two blokes, isn't there? Oh, I put Bradley's a brilliant actor. I can't remember what the reason was.
What, for phoning his mum?
Yeah. What got me was they're on the plane and then they start to do a singing montage. No, No, stop doing that.
Well, at the beginning of the film is, well, not the film, the show, they what song do they sing? What's the intro song to this? Because it's not S Club Party.
No, it's don't stop, never give up.
Hold your head high and reach the top.
That one.
Bring it all back to you. And that's then it. I forgot how many hits they had.
It's four. Four hits. That was a joke.
It wasn't, because we both know they've got Don't Stop Moving.
Yeah.
That one we just sung, of course, Reach for the Stars, and Never Had a Dream Come True to the Day That I Found You. That one.
Oh, and then the other one. Oh, no, hang on a minute. That's Liberty X. So. Everything about you is so sexy. Sorry.
Please do that as Trevor Feelgood.
Why didn't Liberty X ever get a TV show?
Why?
Because it didn't last that long, probably.
Ain't Nobody.
I'm surprised Kim Marsh is still famous off Hearsay, because they didn't last very long at all.
No, but they came out all right, didn't they?
Yeah, they had only had one single.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Who else? Oh, speaking of that, I went on TikTok before I started the show, and for some reason, Shane Ward came up. Is it Shane Ward?
I don't know. I wasn't on your TikTok.
No, the X Factor winner. He's called Shane Ward, isn't he?
When did he win X Factor?
Ward.
My goal.
According to Wikipedia, Shane Thomas Ward is an English singer and actor. He rose to fame as the winner of the second series of The X Factor.
With his single, that's my goal.
It's a terrible song. Well, we what did you think of this overall?
Well, I did enjoy it. It wasn't made for me. It was made for kids in the noughties, and I was too old when it came out. Apparently Joseph Bartram used to watch it.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
If you watch it, he is actually the agent.
They have to go to Channel 4 for some reason to make some money. So they go on Countdown, not really realizing there's no catch prize. And Joseph is in the corridor of the... I don't know where this is going. Yeah.
I'd mind the plot. This took a tangent, didn't it?
Well, at the end, they turn out they're going to be working in the hotel. They're not actually going to be famous. Why do they not just get back on the plane and go home again? I know because of the series would end there, but just get back on the plane and leave again.
No, that's what I would do. And that's what you should do if it ever happens to you. If you're pop, like your seven-piece pop band ever gets flown out to Miami and there's no way back.
As you do.
When are you going to release I Can Make You Feel Good?
I don't know. I need a backing track and a band and a recording studio and money.
Would you do it for charity?
I'll do it for charity. I think Trevor should sing the sexy song from Liberty X.
That could be the B-side.
All right, okay.
How about Trev sings the 90s?
If you want, yeah.
You don't seem that up for this, Trev. Like, you're looking a bit nervous.
you're moaning about a movie that came out too late, and now you're asking Trevor to sing songs from the 90s.
People want it.
They don't want it.
They do. Ask anyone.
All right, listener, do you want it? No, they've said they don't want it.
Do I want it? Yeah.
of course you want it. It's your idea.
Well, yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, well, I did like the programme.
Cool. I thought it was good fun.
Yeah, you can't tell me you thought it was well written and you thought all the jokes worked.
No, but then again, you've seen my act. But I thought it was a bit of something. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that people go back to.
Yeah, it's the only people that went back to it is us trying to do research.
And people who had bought the DVDs and the Blu-rays of it.
This Blu-rays? Who would buy this on Blu-ray?
Psychopaths.
What do you want to give Miami 7?
600.
600?
Yeah.
I don't mind. What do you want to give it?
I'll give it 800 then.
Give it 800. So it's the lowest score of anything. It's below... Oh, no. Oh, no. Deal or no deal is 125.
Yeah. 800. You could say they're not seeing double.
So let's...
lock...
it...
Oh,
Miami 7 at 800.
800. Tune in next week where we watch something else. Nah, get out.
I wonder if the book group... Oh, yeah, that didn't really work, did it, my book group idea? Because only apart from Joseph saying, I love this, no one really commented on
it. It's almost like no one cares.
No one cares what you're talking about. People do listen, they just don't care. Put your Patreon on.
Which I admire.
Give us a Patreon. All right, yeah, we'll put a Patreon up. We won't pay for it. We just want you to have one. Is that it? You finished?
Sorry, man. Like, I thought... My phone is awful at the moment. I'm back. Sorry.
Well, my laptop wouldn't come on, would it? That's why it's
taking... Well, we've had a lovely day.
I've had a lovely day. I'm going to take the lovely car that I've won and leave.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
But, no, we can't end like that.
We can. Do whatever we want, mate.
So we'll see you next week for more of this.
And remember, don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high until you reach the top.
Bye-bye, everybody.
We're all back to you. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.